This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Israel has continued its bombing campaign in southern Gaza, resulting in more deaths. We get the details from AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Airstrikes overnight and into Friday hit two residential buildings in Rafah, killing eight Palestinians, and a third targeted a kindergarten turned shelter for the displaced in central Gaza, killing at least four people, according to hospital officials and AP journalists who saw bodies arriving at hospitals. The overnight airstrikes came hours after President Joe Biden said on Thursday that he considers Israel's conduct of the war to be over the top. More than half of Gaza's 2.3 million population has been driven by Israel's military offensive toward the border with Egypt. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
In other news, Kim Jong-un, North Korean media say Kim Jong-un, the leader of the country, has restated he has no desire for diplomacy with South Korea and that the North would annihilate its rival if provoked. The report Friday said Kim, on a visit to his defense ministry, said his move to cut ties with South Korea allows his military to take a more aggressive posture. Regional tensions have increased with North Korea's weapons demonstrations and threats, and the U.S., South Korea, Japan strengthening their combined military exercise to make them military exercises in response. The United Nations chief is urging the international community to mobilize to do everything possible to stop the war in Sudan, saying what is happening is horrible. Secretary General Antonio Guterres said there is no military solution to the conflict between forces supporting rival generals that began in mid-April of 2023. This is VOA News. The U.S. Senate is beginning to work on a package of wartime funding for Ukraine and other U.S. allies, but doubts remain about the level of support from Republicans who rejected a carefully negotiated compromise that also included border enforcement policies. We get the very latest from VOA's Rick Pantaleo.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has tried to recover $60 billion in funding for Ukraine, as well as roughly $35 billion more for Israel, other allies, and national security priorities. In remarks, Arizona Senator Mark Kelly says the Senate embarrassed itself by failing to approve the border security compromise.
This is a shameful week for the Senate. The American people are watching. They were hoping that Congress could overcome political divides for once and actually deliver. That didn't happen. The Senate failed them.
The legislation's pathway remains unsure because the Senate leaders have not agreed to a process to limit the debate time for the bill. Rick Pantaleo, VOA News.
A jury in Washington has awarded climate scientist Michael Mann $1 million in a defamation lawsuit, AP correspondent Norman Hall reports.
Michael Mann sued a pair of conservative writers 12 years ago after they compared his depictions of global warming to a convicted child molester. Mann, a professor of climate science at the University of Pennsylvania, rose to fame for a graph first published in 1998 in the journal Nature. It was dubbed the hockey stick for its dramatic illustration of a warming planet. The work brought Mann wide exposure, but also many skeptics, including the two writers, Mark Stein and Rand Simberg. Mann says their comments affected his career and reputation in the U.S. and internationally. I'm Norman Hall.
A former advisor to then-President Donald Trump has lost his bid to stay out of prison while he appeals a conviction for contempt of Congress, AP correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Peter Navarro, a close advisor to then-President Trump, was found guilty of defying a subpoena issued by the committee investigating the January 6th insurrection. He was sentenced to 4 months in prison. Navarro filed an appeal last month. A U.S. District Judge, Amit Mehta, says Navarro must report to serve his sentence unless a federal appeals court intervenes. Navarro had said his prosecution stems from political bias, but the judge called that a, quote, cynical, self-serving claim. I'm Jackie Quinn.
As always, for details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is VOAnews.com, also on the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.